I'm Tommy McNeil. Afghan police say several rockets hit the diplomatic district in the capital, Kabul, Tuesday, as President Ashraf Ghani was delivering a message for the Muslim holiday celebrations. Police say the rockets were fired from outside the city, with some landing near the presidential palace and embassy compounds. He denounced the rocket attacks during his message. Ghani on Sunday announced a ceasefire of up to 3 months with the Taliban, conditional on the insurgency reciprocating. Taliban sources said their leadership had told local commanders to stop fighting for 4 days over the festival this week, but were unlikely to officially announce anything. Ghani added the government wanted a countrywide ceasefire with the Taliban, but said the Islamic State militants would get no reprieve from fighting. Australia's Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull may have narrowly survived the leadership challenge within his own political party, but as Reuters' Ed Giles reports, this may have only delayed a change in power.
Australia's due for a federal election by May next year. Some say this week's leadership contest could mean that vote will happen sooner rather than later. Australia's democracy has become renowned for leadership instability, and it's a bipartisan trend. The country has seen 6 prime ministers since 2009, and none have served a full term. Economists said the country's political instability could be contributing to falling consumer confidence.
Reuters' Ed Giles reporting. As the November midterm congressional elections draw closer in the United States, Republicans are keeping a close eye on President Donald Trump's public approval rating, which now stands at an average of about 42%. Mr. Trump remains in the low 40s in 2 new surveys. A Gallup Weekly poll has him at 42% approval, while 52% disapprove of his performance. A New Monmouth University poll has his approval at 43% and disapproval at 50%. This is VOA News. A former Nazi concentration camp guard who was living in New York City has been deported to Germany 14 years after a judge ordered his expulsion. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
95-year-old Yakiv Pali, the last Nazi war crime suspect who was facing deportation from the U.S., was removed from his Queens home and sent back to Germany, according to the White House. Pali hid his involvement in the slaughter of Jews at a concentration camp in Poland and gained entry to the U.S. after World War II by claiming he was a farmer and factory worker. In 2004, a judge ordered him deported, but he lived in limbo here because no country would accept him. Pali's fate in Germany is unclear, as prosecutors have previously indicated there doesn't appear to be enough evidence to bring wartime charges. Julie Walker, New York.
About 90 elderly South Koreans have been reunited with the North Korean relatives they have been separated from for more than 6 decades since the war that split the peninsula in two. The relatives shared tearful embraces Monday in North Korea's Mount Kumgang tourist resort, hours after a convoy of buses crossed the border into the north. Over 3 days, the participants will have 6 face-to-face meetings with their North Korean relatives under the watchful eyes of North Korean agents. Another round of reunions to be held Friday to Sunday will involve more than 300 other South Koreans, according to Seoul's Unification Ministry. Officials in Russia, a southern province of Chechnya, say that militants in the region staged a series of attacks on police targets on Monday, leaving 5 militants dead and several police officers wounded. Police said 2 knife-wielding attackers broke into a police station in the southern town of Shali and stabbed 2 officers. They said officers shot and killed those attackers. In a separate incident, police said 2 attackers there tried to blow up a truck in a suicide attack, but that vehicle failed to explode. Iranian state news agency ISNA said that Iran's judiciary spokesman told reporters Monday that authorities have arrested 100 people in recent cases of fraud involving currency, gold, imported vehicles, and imported mobile phones. ISNA quoted as saying 32 of those arrested have been charged by prosecutors. Iran launched a crackdown to try to stabilize its currency, which weakened to a record low against the dollar in unofficial trading last month, with concerns about the reimposition of U.S. sanctions. In an August 7th move, Washington reintroduced sanctions against Iran's dollar-denominated financial transactions, its automotive sector, and its purchases of commercial planes and metals, including gold. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.